感谢主的恩典。
Thank the Lord for His grace。
今天晚上我们又有机会在这里和众弟兄姐妹一同见面，有交通。
That tonight, we can gather together, with all the brothers and sisters. We meet again and have some fellowship.
当然，在这几次的交通里头
，Hopefully in these few fellowships,
我们能够一同来领会主的心意。
Together, we'll come to know the Lord's heart.
真是能像刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Just as the hymn we just sang,
我们愿意起来来跟随主。
We are willing to rise up and follow our Lord.
在平坦的道路上，我们要跟随主。
In smooth paths, we will follow Him.
在崎岖难行的路上，靠着主的恩典，我们还要跟随主。
In ragged and difficult paths, by His grace, we will follow Him.
我们若有这样的心愿，
if we have this kind of mind,
主必要成全。
The Lord will perfect us.
虽然在这条跟随主的路上，
even though in this path following our Lord,
有的时候实在不是我们所能力所能够上的。
Sometimes it's really not our ability that can match us up to the Lord's leading.
但是只要我们愿意把自己交在主手中，
but as long as we're willing to commit ourselves in His hand,
他要吸引我们，加给我们力量。
He will draw us and He will strengthen us.
让我们胜过一切的艰难，一切的无能。
So that we are able to overcome all the difficulties,
能够好好的来跟随主。
All the inabilities that
we're able to
follow Him well.
这一次信息的一个题目。
This sharing theme.
说到一个老门徒在主面前的学习。
Is an elderly disciple's learning in the presence of God.
这个题目有点好像特别。
This topic seems a bit unique.
不过我们盼望接着这几天的聚会，
and we hope that through these days meeting,
来说到这个做门徒这一件事情。
We will be talking about being disciples.
那今天晚上我们主要的要先来看一件事情。
Tonight, primarily, we will consider one thing.
就是这一位呼召我们做他门徒的这一位主耶稣基督。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ who called us to be His disciples.
他是怎样来做师父的？
How He came to be our teacher.
他凭什么叫呼召我们来做他的门徒？
And on what ground that He called us to be His disciples?
而且我们若要做他的门徒，
And also if we want to be His disciples,
就要受足严格的训练。
Then we have to be trained by Him rigorously.
这个跟信主得救不大一样。
And this is another issue from being saved by the Lord.
那完全是恩典。
Being saved is totally
只要我们眼睛被开启，
as long as our eyes are open,
看见他是我们的救主，
as long as we see that He is our Savior,
他为我们流血洗命，
He has laid down His life,
他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪，
and His precious blood cleanses our sins,
我们相信他，接受他，
we believe in Him, we receive Him,
他就赦免我们的罪，
then He has forgiven us,
他就把他的生命给我们，
that He has pardoned our sins and given His life to us,
成为神的儿女，
so that we could become God's children.
这是何等的恩典！
Oh, what a tremendous
就是那么一个相信，一个接受。
Just one believing by believing.
我们悔改归向神，
we repent and turn to God,
把心转向神，
turn our hearts to Him,
就可以了。
And that's it.
我们就是神的儿女了。
And then we are God's children.
可是呢？
But,
主要我们做他的门徒。
The Lord also wants us to be His disciples.
什么叫做做门徒？
So what does it mean to be His disciples?
简单说，
Simply put,
就是要受足严格的训练。
That is to be trained rigorously by the Lord.
我们先今天呢，我们要先来看，主自己他凭什么来呼召我们？
Tonight we will be considering by what that the Lord is qualified to call us.
我们要先看头一个大点。
So that look at the first point.
就是主自己走过满长降卑的累顺服神的道路。
That is the Lord himself has journeyed this long and lowly and obedient path.
那我们这里有几节的圣经。
And here we shall refer to some verses.
就是腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8.
好，我们用我们方便的话。
Whichever language is convenient to you,
一同读一遍,
shall we read them together?
英文的要打开你们的英文圣经,
Please open your English Bible.
Okay, 好, 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心, 祂本有神的形象, 不与自己与神同等为强夺的, 反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式；既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这一段圣经是我们多人都熟悉的圣经。
This is the passage that a lot of us are very familiar with.
我们这里。 原文有比较更清楚的来表达这段圣经的意思。
But in its original language, it could better explain the heart of the Lord.
就是说，我们当以基督耶稣的思念和解说心思为心思。
Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Chinese version says, let this heart.
不是这个弱的心。
It's not the heart of the flesh.
乃是我们魂中很重要的一部分，就是我们的思量，我们的思想。
Instead, it is a very important part of our soul, that is our mind, our thinking.
我们的思想已经堕落了。
Our soul has so fallen.
但神主救了我们。
But after the Lord has saved us,
祂要借着圣灵来更新我们的思想。
He is going to renew our mind through the Holy Spirit.
而且让我们与主的思想思念做我们的思念。
So that this mind will be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus.
然后底下他说，他本有神的形象。
Verse 6, who being in the form of God,
不与自己与神同等为强夺。
Did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
这个强夺呢，不大合适。This
robbery doesn't seem quite right.
主耶稣和神同等，本来就是同等。Our
Lord Jesus is equal with God. They are equal.
他不需要去强夺。He
really doesn't have to take it by robbery.
这里的意思。 乃是说，他没有抓住他这个权利不放。
What he says is, our Lord does not grab this right and does not let it go.
他本来就与神同等。
Because he himself is equal with God.
他没有抓住他这个权利，这个同等的权利，没有抓。
He does not grasp his right to be equal with God.
反倒把他自己那个尊贵、那个和神同等倒出来。Instead,
he emptied out his nobility and his equality with God.
他放弃了他与神同等的那个尊贵、荣耀。He
forsakes the very nobility and glory which is equal to God.
取了。 奴仆的形象，成为人的样子。And
then, taking the form of a bond servant, he came in the likeness of man.
既有了人的样子。And
being found in appearance as a man,
就自己卑微。He
humbled himself.
存心顺服。And
became obedient.
顺服以至于死。
To the point of death.
却是死在十字架上。
Even the death of the cross.
主在十字架上。
Our Lord on the cross.
背负我们全人类的罪孽。
Has borne all the iniquity of mankind.
而且遭受神的弃绝。
And also was forsaken by God.
人弃绝他。
Man forsook him.
撒旦攻击他。
Satan attacked him.
这个主都能承受。
All this our Lord could bear.
唯独我们的罪孽把主压伤。
It is our iniquity that has crushed our Lord.
他是圣洁的羔羊。
He is the holy lamb.
从来和罪没有关系。
He has never had anything to do
with sin. 但是他在十字架上。
But on the cross.
为把承担我们众人的罪孽。
He bore all our mankind's sin.
罪把他压垮。
Sin so crushed him.
所以当主耶稣在克西马尼祷告的时候
So when our Lord prayed at the garden of
Gethsemane, 为什么在前面三个福音里头告诉我们
In the first three gospel books,
他一进到克西马尼
He entered the garden of
Gethsemane, 他就惊恐起来
He was terrified.
心里忧伤
He was exceedingly sorrowful.
几乎要死
almost died.
有的时候我们都不懂得主的意思
Sometimes we don't understand our Lord's meaning.
为什么主好像没有准备好
We would say, why wasn't he prepared?
他不是到世上来就是结果要接受十字架的死吗
Did he come to the world to accept his death on the cross?
为什么进了克西马尼就惊惶起来了
Why is when our Lord entered
the family? 忧伤到一个地步几乎要死
He was so troubled that to the point that he almost died.
是因为他知道
Because he knew.
在十字架上
On the cross.
他要担当我们全人类的罪孽。
He would bear all the iniquity of mankind.
罪要把他压伤。
Sin would so crush him.
是他不能承担的。
That almost he could not bear it.
更大的痛苦。
And even more
神要眼帘不看他。
Something even more painful for our Lord.
神公义的刑杖要鞭打在他身上。
God would hide his face from him, and the rod of punishment will be coming upon him.
他要被神拒绝。
And our Lord will be forsaken.
他要为我们在世上经历火炉那一个火焰的痛苦。
On the cross, he would experience the suffering.That went through all the lake of fire and brimstone.
所以他在那里祷告的时候
That's why when he prayed,
汗如像大的血点这么滴下来
His sweat came down like the drops of blood.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear beloved,
医学告诉我们
And according to medicine,
人的心压力太大的时候
When a person is so pressured,
那个汗流向大血点就是他心压力太大了
When a man is under such a pressure that his sweat will come down and just like the blood drop of blood
有的时候人受太大的压力
Sometimes when people are so being so stressed out
可能心要破裂的
their heart would break
可能人就要死掉
and thatPeople would die of this.
主就是这样的经历。
And this is the experience our Lord.
路加大概是路加福音告诉我。
I think it's in the.
是有一位天使下来加他的力量。
An angel at this time came down to strengthen our
Lord. 使主的祷告更加迫切。
So that our Lord prayed even more fervently.
弟兄姐妹
Beloved,
若不是那位天使加他的力量
If it's not for that angel who strengthened
our Lord, 可能主那一天要死在克西马尼
Maybe on that day our Lord would have had died in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主不能死在克西马尼
Our Lord could not die there.
主若死在克西马尼
If he should die,
我们全人类都没有希望。
And the hope for the whole mankind has lost.
神的旨意也就被破坏了。
And God's will would be destroyed. But thank God.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上的时候
So when our Lord is on the cross,
全人类的罪孽加在他身上。
At the time the whole mankind's sin is being placed upon him.
神离弃他。
At the time when God forsook him.
他在那里呼喊说 我的神，我的神。
Right there, he cried out, "My God, my God,
为什么离弃我?
Why have you forsaken me?"
后来,
later,
他说了几句话,
he said a few more words.
最后说成了,
In the end, he said, "It is finished."
他把他的灵魂交给父神,
then he committed his soul to the Father God.
就低下头,
His head hung.
断了气,
he breathed his last.
有一位兵丁,
and
拿,
a soldier,
拿一个枪, 扎他的肋旁,
and pierced his side.
流水和血流出来,
water and blood. Flowed
那是说明一件事,
and this tells us one thing,
我们的主在十字架上,
our Lord, when he was on the cross,
真的他的心是破裂的,
truly his heart was broken.
那个血, 血浆跟血清分开了,
the blood and serum were separated.
所以有血是那个血浆, 还有水是那个血清,
so you see the plasma and serum flowing out from his
heart.
Out of from his heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
beloved,
也许我们想这是主耶稣在十字架那片刻的经历,
maybe we would think, well, this is just a short time experience for our Lord to die on the cross.
何解说他公开侍奉的那三年半,
After his public ministry for 3.5 years,
也许我们也可以说,
maybe we could always say, from his birth,
在那33年里头,
from his birth to this world,
他经历了这个十字架的道路,
he did go through this way of the cross.
弟兄姐妹,
but beloved,
还不只是这样,
it's really more than
so. 在 启示录第13章,
In Revelation chapter 13,
那里告诉我们说,
there we read,
任一位羔羊,
this lamb,
乃是从创世以来就被杀的羔羊,
was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
而在他那里有一个生命册,
and there is this book of life.
中文的圣经翻得不够准确, 不够清楚,
Chinese translation is not that accurate.
他说是从创世以来, 那羔羊的生命册,
it is the Chinese Bible says this is the Lamb's book of life since the world began.
重要的是说, 这一位神的羔羊,
what's important is this Lamb of God,
乃是从创世以来就被杀了,
was slain ever since the world began.
我们在时间的观念里头,
in our notion of time,
我们不大容易领会这一件事情,
we cannot quite comprehend this.
我们的神, 我们的亲爱的主耶稣,
our God, our dear Lord Jesus Christ,
他是神,
he is God.
他是超时间, 超空间的,
he transcends time and space.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so, my beloved,
我们在这里说主走过, 满长降卑的道路,
and this is why we say our Lord has journeyed this long,
不是他在2000年前, 他来到世上,
it's not just 2000 years ago he came to the world,
乃是从创世以来, 神的羔羊就接受了神的心意,
but from the foundation of the world the Lamb of God has received, accepted the will of God.
一面他和神是同等的,
on the one hand he's equal with God,
另一面,
on the other hand
一直站在降卑的地位,
our Lord continues to stand in a lowly, humble position,
顺服一直到死,
being obedient to the point of death.
感谢神,
we thank God for this.
所以在马太, 在马太福音 28章,
Matthew 28,
或者我们先读腓立比书第二章,
maybe we'll read Philippians 2 first,
第9节到11节,
verses 9 to 11,
他说, 所以神将他升为至高, 又赐给他 那超乎万民之上的名, 叫一切在天上, 地上的, 和地底下的, 因耶稣的名, 无不屈膝, 无不可称耶稣基督为主, 使荣耀归于父神。
Verse 9, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
在马太福音二十八章十八节这里说。
Now Matthew 28 verse 18.
我们一起读好吗
？Let's read together, please.
十八章二十八章。
Matthew 28 verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天地上所有的权柄都赐给我了，感谢主。
Thank God.
是因做他的降卑。”
Because our God humbled himself.
神将他升为至高。
Because our Lord humbled himself, now God has highly exalted
him. 赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
And has given him the name that is above every name.
天上的、地上的、地底下的。
Everything that's in heaven, above, on earth,
无不可称耶稣基督为主。
Everyone will confess Jesus is the Lord.
使荣耀归给神。
To the glory of God.
所以到了马太福音二十八章这里说。
So when we come to Matthew 28, it says.
主就要被上升了。
At the time when our Lord
他就告诉他的门徒们。
He told his disciples.
他说，所以你们要去。
Go. Therefore, go.
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all the nations.
不是光去传福音。
It's not simply to preach the gospel.
叫他们要信耶稣。
Telling people to believe in Jesus.
可以不用下地狱。
So you don't have to go to heaven.
将来还可以上天堂。
And later you can go to heaven.
不只是这样。
It's not merely so.
主更盼望的。
What the Lord
是这些跟随他的门徒。
Is that all the disciples will go to the all the nations and make disciples of all the nations?
就是所有相信主的人
all people who believe in the Lord,
主都要他们来做他的门徒
the Lord wants them to come to be his disciples.
这是主的呼召。
And this is the Lord's call.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
so, beloved,
当你我蒙恩得救的时候
when you and I are saved by his grace,
其实这还不是主的目的
Actually, this is not our Lord's
goal. 主要我们每一个人都要来做他的门徒
He wants each one of us to be his disciple.
也许我们多人这是已经解决的问题
Maybe to a lot of us, this is an issue that has already been
resolved. 如果在座你还有人，你没有好好的解决这个问题。
But if some of you sitting here who haven't really resolved this issue,
原来神救了我，主耶稣救了我。
The Lord Jesus has saved me.
还要我来做他的门徒。
And He wants me to be His disciple.
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
这是主的盼望。
This is our Lord's call.
这是主的呼召。
This is our Lord's calling.
我们每个人都要很专一的来解决这个问题。
Every one of us has to resolve this issue very single-minded.
弟兄姐妹
Beloved.
主出那么大的代价。
The Lord has paid such a great price.
要我们来做他的门徒。
So that we could become his disciples.
唯有我们能够好好跟随主。
Only when we follow him,
受主的训练
and being trained by him,
主在我们上那个救恩的目的才能更多的达到。
Then the very goal of his salvation in us to be fully.
他不是是可怜我们拯救我们。
He does not save us because he has.
他要我们跟随他受他的训练。
But he wants us to follow him to be trained.
将来我们可以像主耶稣。
So that we would be just like Jesus.
像神所要得着的人。
Be like people that God really wants to gain.
从近期来说。
Now in near time.
当有天主回来的时候。
When the Lord comes back.
他要我们这些跟随他的门徒。
He wants all of us, his disciples.
而在那里得胜的门徒。
He wants to see all the overcoming disciples.
在主耶稣的千年国度里面。
that in his millennium kingdom,
和他一同得尊荣,
he wants us to receive glory,
和他一同掌权,
to reign with him.
这是主拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose that for the Lord to save us.
到了永,到了千年国度结束的时候,
but after the millennium kingdom,
主还要带我们到永世的里面,
the Lord will lead us into eternity.
在那里要永远侍奉他。
There we will serve him forever.
也要和他一同作王直到永远。
We will reign as king with him together.
那是我们没有不愿意做主的门徒。
But if today we're not willing to be his disciple,
而且我们中途失败了。
Or we fail in midway.
没有好好的跟随主。
We have not followed him closely.
那将来主回来的时候。
Then in the future when he returns,
我们去和主算账。
And the Lord will schedule
account. 怎么向主交账？
How shall we?
有的人要向那个五个愚拙的统领。
How shall we settle the account with him? Some of us will be like foolish virgins.
被关在门外。
They will be shut outside the door.
不能进到天国里头。
We cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
是来享受主一切的丰富。
Then we cannot enjoy all
the fullness of the Lord. 有的人失败的更可怕。
And some people fail so miserably.
就像那一个又恶又懒的仆人。
Just like that lazy, wicked and lazy servant.
像那个没有穿礼服的那个朋友。
Or like the friend who has not put on the wedding garment.
他们要被捆绑起来。
They will be bound.
被赶到黑暗的地方。
Be driven out into outer darkness.
弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
我想我们都盼望做一个得胜者。
I think we all hope to become overcomers.
将来才能够和主一同掌权。
So that in the age to come we'll reign together with him.
但是需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
但是最起码我们要有一个愿意的心。
But at a minimum, we have to have this willing heart.
有一个追求的心。
We have this pursuing heart.
主能帮助我们。
So that the Lord could help us.
能成全我们在他面前的心愿。
To perfect our heart, desire.
那我们来看第四点。
Now that's review point four.
主要怎么做主的门徒呢？
How shall we become his disciples?
要护主的轭，跟主学。
We have to bear his yoke and learn from him.
这个轭，主的轭是什么呢？
What is the Lord's yoke?
就简单说，就是主给我们的十字架。
Simply put, it is the cross that the Lord has given
us. 不过这个轭呢，
But this yoke,
在犹太人他们有留下一个情形，一个规矩。
Jews have this rules in their tradition.
这就是神对待犹太人，他是怎么样交代他们的呢？
How does our Lord charge the Jews?
比方说，他们要用牛来耕田。
We know Jews have to plow the field with oxen.
或者用马来拉车。
Or horses to pull the cart.
在犹太人的摩西的律法里头有规定。
In Mosaic law,
不可以用一头牛来耕田。
It has decreed that do not plow the field with a pair of oxen.
必须两头牛一同来负那个轭。
It has to be two pairs of oxen together to bear the yoke.
必须要两匹的马一同来拉车。
It has to be two horses together to pull the cart.
并且呢，牛和驴不可以变更。
And also oxen and donkeys could not plow the field together.
牛是老实的。
Because oxen
这个
are honest.
驴呢是很调皮的。
But donkeys are naughty.
比较狡猾的。
Very cunning.
如果这里一头牛，还有一头驴。
Here, if you have a ox and a donkey,
牛老老实实的走
and the ox probably faithfully
这个驴子啊，走慢一点，它走慢一点
and
走慢一点
the ox
结果呢，这个担子啊，轭啊就在牛的身头头上了
the ox goes more slowly, so all the burden of the yoke is being placed upon this ox.
那这一头牛啊就吃亏了。
And this ox is giving the short end of the stick.
弟兄姐妹们。
My beloved.
主耶稣付十字架的儿。
Our Lord bore the yoke of the cross.
是他自己独自担当。
He alone bore it all.
所以他的轭非常的沉重。
So we know that his yoke is so heavy.
连这位神的儿子来成为人的时候，
Even the Son of God who became a man,
他都承担不起。
He wasn't able to bear it.
还需要神加借着天使来加他的力量。
He still needed the angel to come down to strengthen him.
而我们呢？
What about us?
我们更是软弱。
We are even more weak.
感谢主。
But thank God.
主要我们负他的轭。
The Lord wants us to bear his yoke.
不是负他所背的那一个轭。
It's not the very yoke that our Lord bore himself.
不是那个哥哥他的十字架。
It's not the cross at Golgotha.
不是那个哥哥他的十字架。
It's the Golgotha cross.
我们没有一个人能背的。
None of it.
都要完蛋了，都要死掉了。
We are all doomed.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主要我们负他给我们的轭。
The Lord wants us to bear the yoke that He gives us.
就是我们要来负他要给我们的轭。
We are here to bear the yoke He is about to give us.
主耶稣是大力的公牛。
The Lord Jesus is the mighty bull.
他要我们这些来跟他一同负。
And He wants us to bear the yoke together with Him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他负主要的责任。
He takes the primary responsibility.
你我走不动。
When you and I cannot run,
没关系，你稍微走慢一点好了。
Oh, that's okay. You can walk.
但是主替我们负。
But the Lord is bearing the yoke.
只要我们不跑掉。
As long as we don't run away.
好好跟着他走。
Follow him closely.
没有一个十字架是我们负不了的。
Now the cross is so heavy that we cannot bear it.
主照着我们每一个人的情形。
And according to each one of us, our individual
situation, 他完全知道我们能背负多少。
He knows it complete, totally, exactly how much we can bear.
他替我们量好的。
He is being customized.
所以只要我们乖乖地跟随他。
As long as willingly we
follow him. 走不动了。
When we cannot go on anymore.
慢一点，不要跑掉就是了。
As long as you don't run away.
所以主耶稣说。
So Lord Jesus said.
他的担子是轻省的。
His burden is light.
他的轭是容易的。
His yoke is easy.
不是指着十字架，哥哥他那个十字架是容易的，不是。
This does not say that the cross at Golgotha is easy. No.
他呼召我们来跟随他。
He calls us to follow him.
来做他的门徒。
To be his disciple.
那么他负我们的责任。
And he takes responsibility.
这是轻省容易的。
So then the yoke, the burden would be light.
所以他在这里说，你们当负我的轭。
So here the verse says, take my yoke.
学我的样式。
Learn from me.
意思呢，这个样学样式呢，意思就是说跟主来学。
To learn from me means you imitate our Lord.
主要我们跟随他。
The Lord wants us to follow him.
做他的门徒。
To be his disciples.
怎么做呢？
How shall we be?
跟主来学。
We simply learn from him.
不只要好好读圣经。
Not only do you study the Bible well, come to the meeting.
好好学习追求主。
And pursue after him.
而且要好好的。跟主来学。
Oh, so you have to learn from him.
在我们的生活中。
In our daily living.
在我们的为人。
In our acts.
在我们的工作。
At work.
或者我们的在教会中的侍奉。
Or in our church services.
主是我们的榜样。
The Lord is our
example. 我们要好好跟他来学。
We have to learn well from him.
弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
所以在这里。我要插出去说。
Here, I would like to sidetrack for a
moment. 跟主学。
Learn from the Lord.
主在天上。
Our Lord is in heaven.
主在圣灵里。
Our Lord is in the Spirit.
我们怎么跟他学啊？
How can we learn from him?
我说一件事情。
Now, I'd like to mention one thing.
使徒约翰曾经说过。
Apostle John once said.
我们若不能爱看得见的弟兄。
If we cannot love the brethren that we can see,
我们怎么能说我们爱看不见的神呢？
How can we say we love God whom we cannot see?
神这么爱我们，
God so loved us,
我们都应该爱他。
We should all love him.
但是怎么爱呢？
How should we love him?
神在天上。
Because God is in heaven.
所以他说，我们不只要爱神。
So, God says, not only do we love him,
也要爱弟兄,
but also we love brethren.
要学习彼此相爱,
we learn to love one another.
那弟兄姐妹,
Beloved,
从这个原则里头我们看说,
from this principle,
我们要跟主来学做门徒,
we understand that for us to learn from
主在天上,
the Lord, he's disciples, and he is in heaven,
我们怎么学啊?
How do we learn?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主还让我们有一些 看得见的弟兄，
The Lord has given us some brethren,
在我们前面的弟兄，
the brethren's right in the presence of
说的更多一点，
and to say it in more detail,
在神子民的历史中，
in the history of God's chosen people,
有好多的属灵的先辈，
there are so many spiritual elders,
他们在那里跟随主，
there they follow the
Lord, 留下了加米的脚踪，
they have left excellent
footsteps, 都是我们学习的一个榜样。
All these are the examples for our learning.
在这里圣经也有一些例子，
and also here the Bible also gives us
some
examples, 像
使徒保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会，
like Apostle Paul wrote the epistle to the Thessalonian church,
在帖撒罗尼迦这个这里没有哈，
it's not
我们加了一节圣经。帖撒罗尼迦第一章第六节。
Thessalonians first.
帖撒罗尼迦全书是谁写的信呢？
Who wrote this first Thessalonians?
是保罗。
Paul.
和他的同工希腊还有提摩太。
And his co-workers Silvanus and Timothy.
他们三个人联名写信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
Three of them together wrote this epistle to the Thessalonian
church. 他说，你们在大患难中。
It says verse 6, now you are in tribulation.
蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受了真道。
You have received the truth and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
就效法我们。
And you imitate us.
也效法了主。
And also imitate the
Lord. 感谢主，帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
The Thessalonian church.
他们刚蒙恩了。
They just recently.
他们怎么效法主了？
How do they?
怎么跟主学了？
How do they learn from the Lord?
保罗说，
Paul said,
跟我们学。
Learn from us.
像也就是跟主学。
It's just like learn from the Lord.
跟谁学啊？跟保罗学。
It's learning from Paul.
还有希腊。
Silas,
还有提摩太
and Timothy.
那个时候提摩太还蛮年轻的
At that time, Timothy was
是个年轻的工人
as a young worker,
但感谢主
but we thank the Lord.
对这个初蒙恩的教会
to this newly established church,
要他们跟这个年轻的同工提摩太来学习
Paul advised them to learn from this young co-worker,
到了帖撒罗尼迦后书呢
when we come to Second Thessalonians,
第三章第七节到第九节
Chapter 3, verses 7 to 9
他在那里意思是说
There, Paul says
你们自己原来知道应该怎样效法我们
You yourselves know how you ought to follow us
乃是我就是说他们啊是给他们做了榜样
That's to say Paul had being their example,
叫你们效法我们
so that you ought
你看,
to follow us.
保罗在那里要他们效法他，教会效法他们。
There Paul told the Thessalonian church to follow him.
好，那么另外呢，在哥林多的教会。
And also at the Corinthian church.
保罗写信给哥林多的教会。
Paul wrote this epistle to the Corinthian church.
他怎么说呢？
What does he say?
他说我去在第四章十六节。
4:14.
他说所以我求你们要效法我。
First Corinthians 4:14.
然后呢十五节呢他怎么说呢？
In 15.
因为我用福音生了你们。
Because I have begotten you.
用主耶稣的福音生了他们。
Paul has begotten them through the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
他在那里在哥林多传福音。
There, Paul preached.
有人蒙恩了，教会成立了。
Some people have received the grace, and the church was established.
他就对这个蒙恩的教会说。
Therefore, he spoke to the.
我求你们要效法我们。
I ask you to imitate us.
到了哥林多前书十一章
，Chapter 11，
第一节说
，Verse 1，
你们该效法我
，Imitate me。
为什么要效法保罗啊
？Why is they should imitate Paul？
因为他说，像我效法基督。
Paul says, just as I also imitate Christ。
保罗写信给。帖撒罗尼迦的教会
，Paul wrote the epistle to the Thessalonians，
写信给哥林多的教会
，as well as to the Corinthians，
一再要他们效法他。
Time again, he asked them to imitate him。
保罗有什么可以效法的
？What is that they should imitate？
我们该效法他吗
？Should we imitate him？
因为他效法基督。
It's all because he imitated Christ。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So beloved，
感谢主。
We
我们做主的门徒
we, as the Lord,
容易吗
is it easy?
不容易
no,
你说很难吗
you say it's so difficult?
也不难
Not necessarily.
因为我们可以跟主来学
Because we can learn from the Lord.
跟那些学主的人来学习
we can learn from those who learn from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹
so beloved,
需要主开我们的眼睛
we need the Lord to open our eyes
让我们有一个谦卑的心
that we could have this humble heart
愿意向那些比我们更蒙恩的、弟兄姐妹一同来学习。
So that we'll be willing to learn from those who have been given more grace than us.
那么我稍微要解释一下，这个做门徒是什么意思
？Now very briefly, I would like to explain what does it mean to be.
在一本原文的圣经字典里头。
In a dictionary, a Bible dictionary.
我曾经录下了一段的话语。
I copied some of the original language.
他在那里说做门徒啊，这个门徒的什么意思呢
？There, that a dictionary tells us what does it mean to be a disciple.
这个门徒啊，一般我们特别我们中国人哈，不对这个门徒啊这个词不是太清楚。
This is especially true with Chinese. We don't quite understand what it means.
但是有个相同的词。
But there is another equivalent word.
做门徒就是做学生。
To be a disciple is to be a student.
我们没有一个人不懂得什么叫做做学生。
Then none of us would not understand what it means.
现在有的孩子才两三岁就开始做学生了。
Nowadays, kids when they are two or three years old have already been
students. 感谢主，人啊，在这一方面越过也有福啊。
It seems men have become more and more blessed.
那么他说呢，在新约里头
，In New Testament,
门徒这个字啊。
The word disciple
用了260多次
has appeared 250
在什么地方呢在四福音里头
in the four gospels
还有使徒行传
in Acts
这五卷书
in five books
特别提起门徒这个字
they especially mention the word disciple
那么门徒的意思呢
the meaning of disciple
就是跟着学跟从的意思
to follow
在后面来跟随
you follow behind.
这个叫做门徒
This is called a disciple.
那么普通呢一般世人来说
Usually, for most of the people,
都是学生、跟着老师来学
Students, learn, follow the teacher.
哪里有一个出名的老师
Wherever There is this famous teacher.
很多学生就愿意到这个学校去学。
Many students would rush to that school.
从幼稚园到大学到什么高等的学府。
From kindergarten to college, higher second higher education.
在座你们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
All the young brothers and sisters here.
在美国哪几个学校是最好的学府？
What are the best schools, colleges in America?
很多人都盼望能够去。
Many people just long to go there.
因为在那里有出名有好的老师。
Because there you have very prominent famous teachers.
但是啊，我们做主的门徒。
But we as disciples.
正好相反。
We do things the opposite way.
不是我们来选老师。
It's not that we.
是老师来选我们。
It's the teacher who chooses.
主要做我们的老师。
The Lord wants to be our teacher.
主呼召我们来跟随他。
The Lord calls us to follow him.
另外一方面。
Another aspect.
这个普通的这个学徒啊。
Disciple is.
是要服侍老师的。
Apprentices.Serve the teachers.
现在你们这个读书啊
Now, in your study,
做学生不一定要服侍老师
In your school, as a student, you don't have to serve teachers.
差不多像我们中国人了
But we Chinese,
要做学徒啊
For us to be
跟着师父做学徒啊
We have to follow master.
要好好服侍老师的
Then we have to serve
有的时候十来岁就去做学徒了
Maybe ten years old, and you become a teacher.
这个老师有很好的手艺。
This teacher is a very practical
man. 他不会随便教给你的。
He would not easily give you.
要你在他家里扫扫地。
You have to first sweep the floor.
替他抱抱小孩。
Maybe holding his children.
要替他们小孩擦屁股。
Or even clean up the kids.
慢慢的，过了几年
，after a few years，
才给你一点，教你一点功夫。
The master probably would teach you a bit.
但是我们的主呼召我们做他的门徒。
Our Lord has called us to be His disciples.
他实在太好了。
Our Lord is so wonderful.
他替门徒洗脚。
He even washes His disciples' feet.
这是主对待我们的。一个做法。
This is how the Lord treated us.
他要我们跟他学。
He wants us to learn.
他先服侍我们。
But he first served us.
怎么叫洗脚啊
？What does that mean to wash?
比方说，我站在这里。
For example, I'm standing here.
我要为韩弟兄洗脚。
And I'm about to wash.
怎么洗啊
？Brother Hines, how do I do?
我必须走到下面去。
I have to walk down.
我们的弟兄坐在那里。
Our brother sits there.
我跟他一同坐。
I'll sit with him.
可以洗吗？
Can I wash his feet? No.
我必须蹲下来。
I have to bend down.
我才能替我的弟兄洗脚。
Then I can wash my brother's feet.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My beloved.
这是主降卑他自己。
This is our Lord humbling himself.
不只为我们在十字架上成就这样艰难的救恩。
Not only has he accomplished such a difficult salvation.
那样卑微的像一个仆人。
But he also humbled himself
as a
servant.
我们为我们洗脚。
Serve us to wash our feet.
弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
为什么
？Why?
主耶稣告诉门徒们说。
The Lord tells his disciples.
我若不洗你们的脚。
If I do not wash your
feet. 就和你无份。
You have no part in me.
彼得紧张了。
And Peter got
anxious. 本来说主啊，你不能洗我的脚。
Our Lord should not wash my feet.
那主说，你若不让我洗你的脚。
The Lord says, if you do not let me wash.
你就和我无份了。
Then you have no part with me.
那什么叫无份呢
？What does that mean?
就不能得救了吗
？Does it mean
就要沉沦吗
？Does it mean eternal perish? No.
信了主。
Believing in the Lord,
就有永生
then you have
这是不能改变的
This is something can never
但是洗脚了主的意思是说
the Lord
你若不让我服侍
that if you do not want me to minister
你就和我没有这个师生的 关系
then you have no relationship
你就不能做我的门徒了
you cannot be my disciple
因为你不让我服侍
because you do not let me to
你也不会怎样去服侍别人
nor will you know how to minister to others
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
so, beloved,
这是主给我们留下的一个榜样
this is the example that the Lord has left us
弟兄姐妹
Beloved,
我想起一件事情。
I recall one thing.
当我1973年到美国。
In 1973, I came to the States.
再过，我是6月21号到美国的。
I came to the state on June 21st.
到了今年6月21号。
So when it reaches June 21st,
我来到美国就不知不觉就 就快要四十二年了。
Unwittingly that I have come to this country.
我初到洛杉矶的时候。
42 years.
在洛杉，我初到洛杉矶的时候。
When I first went to LA.
我们那个地方有一个叫做门徒之家。
There was a fellowship called the House of
Disciples. 有几位比较年长的同弟兄同工。
And there were several elder co-workers.
那个时候我也算是一个比较年长的。
At that time, I was considered one of the.
在我们下面有好几位年轻的弟兄姐妹。
And we had quite a few young.
有好几位都是从伯克利那个大学出来的。
Quite a few came from University of Berkeley.
伯克利是一个中国，在美国是一个名校啊。
It's considered a prestigious college in.
啊，他们是信了主了。
They believe in the Lord.
他们愿意做主的门徒。
Now they're willing to.
这就跑到门徒之家来。
So they went to the.
一同学习。
Together they will learn.
有一天。
One day,
我们在一起读经教通。
As we were studying the Bible,
有两位我们跟我们差不多的，比我大一两岁的两位老同工，那个时候都不老哈。
There were two experienced co-workers, maybe 1 or 2 years older.
他们都出门去了。
They were not at.
所以那天呢，我在他们中间变成最老的一个。
So on that day, I became the. Oldest.
四十年前我还没有今天这么老哦。
That's 40 years ago, not as today, not as old.
我们就谈起这个做门徒的意思。
And we talk about the meaning of being a disciple.
就感觉我们做门徒要做多少年了。
So they ask, how many years do we have to?
他们有弟兄姐妹就说。
Some brothers and sisters say.
这个人呐，进入神学院要侍奉主，要进神学院。
But a person to serve the Lord, you have to go to.
受三年四年的训练。
After 3 or 4 years.
就可以出去做工了。
And they can go out to work.
那做门徒呢
？And as a disciple.
有的人说，好的门徒之家。
And some people say.
可能就要学了三年。做了三年的门徒
in a good church, maybe take 3 or 4 years,
就可以去开工了，就可以去做工了。
You can go out to start working for the Lord.
他们讲得很兴奋。
They were so excited.
我就在那里听他们讲。
And I was there.
后来他们就问说：“柯弟兄，你怎么说啊？”
And they asked me, Brother Carl, what's your take on this?
我说对不起。
And I said, you
做门徒是一生的事情。
Being a disciple is a
不是三年五年
，It's not just 3 or 5 years，
乃是一生都要做主的门徒。
That is throughout your lifetime.
我觉得我们基督徒有的时候比外邦人比世人还不如在观念上。
In our notion, I feel Christians are not are worse than Gentiles.
中国人有一句老话
，Chinese have an old proverb.
做人啊，怎么做？
How do you carry yourself?
吃到老，学到老。
Learn as you age.
比方说，我今天，我是不是最老啊
？Today, as a look at you, am I the oldest?
我今年算86岁了。
I'm 86 years old.
有没有87岁的？看不大清楚。没有哈。
No.
谢主。但是呢。我常在主面前有一个祷告。
But often before the Lord, I have
很多东西我学不来了。
So many things I simply cannot.
也很难学。
Because it's so hard.
有的时候一问就忘了。
And sometimes, you know, when people ask me, I forgot.
我真是落伍了。
And I'm so outdated.
很多现在科学的东西。
Many scientific things.
我都不会用。
I don't know how to use them.
但是我在主面前。常有一个祷告。
Before the Lord, I always have this prayer.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy.
让我没有老到一个地步。
So I won't be so old.
属灵的功课再不能学习了。
So that I can no longer learn any spiritual lesson.
若是有一天。
If one day.
我觉得我老了。
I feel I am old.
我再不能学习属灵的功课。
That I no longer can learn any spiritual work.
那这是。这就是我柯弟兄最可怜的失败。
Then this is I, brother Carl, the most pitiful failure.
很多的东西我放弃了。
I have given up on so many things.
我不想学了。
I don't want to learn them anymore.
我认输了。
I confess, I'm defeated.
还是做门徒。
But being a disciple,
我盼望主怜悯我。
I hope the Lord had, would have mercy on me.
在见主之前。
Before I see
主若给我机会。
As long as he
provides
opportunities for me, I
will learn.
I confess.
学到现在还没有学好。
Even until now, I still haven't mastered it.
亏欠主。
And I fall short.
求主赦免我。
Oh, may the Lord forgive me.
求主没有丢弃我。
Lord, may the Lord not forsake me.
让我能好继续学书，直到见主面的日子。
May I will continue to learn from him until I see him.
所以求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
那我在这里第六点。
Now,
我们要来看做主的门徒啊，就是说是毕生的大事情。
We say that being a disciple is a tremendous thing for a person.
那这里呢有几节圣经。
Now there are a few passages here.
我在这里特别提一个人。
I would like to especially mention one
person. 就是一个被主大用的一个人。
This person is highly used by the Lord.
他叫约书亚。
His name is Joshua.
约书亚这个人。
Joshua, this person.
他是怎样做摩西的帮手？
How does he work as Moses' helper?
这个帮手呢，也就是门徒的意思。
Also means disciple.
好，感谢神。那么在这里好几段圣经都提到约书亚是摩西的帮手。
In so many passages here, they all mention that Joshua is Moses' assistant.
像出埃及记24:13那里说。
Exodus 24:13.
摩西和他的帮手约书亚起来。
So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua.
上了神的山。
And Moses went up to the mountain of God.
那么33:11。耶和华与摩西面对面说话。
So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face.
好像人与朋友说话一般。
As a man speaks to his friend.
但是说完了。
But after he's done.
摩西就转到营里面去。
Moses would return to the camp.
只有他的帮手一个少年人论的儿子约书亚。
But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man.
不离开会幕。
Did not depart.
那是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
当他们出埃及的时候。
When they left.
在旷野他们停下来了。
When they left Egypt, they
stopped. 他们就在那里安营。
There they encamped.
哪一个支派在东边，哪个支派在西边。
They decided which tribe would camp on the east side.
东西南北。
On the west.On the north and the south side.
按照次序来安营。
According to an order.
中间呢，就是那个会幕和油柜。
The tabernacle, the ark of covenant.
那么可是呢，很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
有一个帐幕。
There is this tent.
在营外面。
Outside of the camp.
不在营里头。
Not in the midst of
the camp. 离开营有一段的路程。
And there is a distance between it.
那么在那里呢，神特别在那个帐幕里头。来和摩西说话。
It's right in that tent, the Lord speaks.
和摩西说话，说完了，
after,
他就到帐幕里面，到会幕，到营盘里面去。
After the Lord spoke to Moses, Moses would return to the
camp. 把神交代的事情告诉神的百姓。
And in turn, Moses would tell the people what the Lord had commanded.
还是有一个少年人，
there is this young man,
就是摩西的帮手约书亚。
That is Joshua.
他就在那个会幕里边看守那个会幕。
He stayed in the tabernacle.
哎呀，在营中有千万，这个一百多万的百姓。
And guard the tent in the camp. There are more than 1 million.
在那里很热闹。
And you could see it's all
hustle and bustle. 可是呢，在营外那个会幕。
But outside the camp, there is the tent.
从人来说，就是这个少年人约书亚孤孤单单的在那里看守那个会幕。
From man's point, you see Joshua alone guarding the tent.
弟兄姐妹
，Beloved，
这是约书亚做门徒的一个样子。
This is the one aspect of Joshua being the disciple.
到了这个民数记11:28。
11:28。
这里啊，这一段圣经给我们看见。
In this passage we see.
摩西的帮手，论的儿子约书亚。
Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant.
有一句话很重要，就是摩西所拣选的一个人。
One of his choice men. This is very important.
约书亚做摩西的帮手。
Joshua being Moses' assistant.
是谁选的呢？
Who chose him?
是摩西拣选的。
It is Moses who chose him.
就对他说。
And said this to him.
他是摩西所拣选的帮手。
Joshua was one of Moses' choice men.
他对摩西说。
And Joshua said to Moses.
有两个人。
Here, two men.
他们受感说话。
They were moved to speak.
却没有来到这个会中。他们自己在家里受感说话。
They were moved by the Holy Spirit to speak, but they did not do it in the camp. They did it at their home, so.
这里我要前后稍微简单介绍一下。
Joshua told Moses to.
这里来是说，因为当时神的百姓在狂野。
Let me give you some explanation because in those days.
天天吃玛瑙。
God's people stay in the wilderness.
吃得很烦了、
啊。They were so sick of it.
又没有肉吃。
There was no meat.
所以他们在那里吵闹。
So there, they were raising their voice.
摩西啊，夹在中间。
And Moses being in the middle.
神的百姓说，都是你摩西害了我们。
And people said, Moses, it is you.
把我们领到旷野。
Who made us suffer?
天天就吃这个玛瑙，吃到血都要干掉了。
Brought us to the wilderness. Daily we had this manna that our whole being was drying up.
其实是他们圣经告诉我们玛瑙那个甜像蜜一样的，很好吃的。
Actually, manna according to the Bible tastes nicely like honey.
但是吃久了，
but after you've had it,
就想在埃及吃个那个肉锅多好啊。
Israelites was hoping to have the same.Pot of meat, which that was so wonderful to them. So they came to complain against Moses.
神听见神的百姓这么吵闹。
So when God heard all the murmuring,
神又生气。
God was enraged.
摩西夹在中间。
And then Moses being in the middle.
苦得不得了。
How wretched he was.
摩西说神啊。
Moses said God.
我这带领这些百姓太苦了。
It's so wretched for me to lead all these people.
我不干了，我要辞工了。
I quit.
怎么辞呢？
How did he quit?
但是神啊，你就杀了我吧。
Moses said, Lord, why don't you kill me?
这个摩西啊，我们就知道摩西有多痛苦。
So you know,
有的时候带领神的百姓不容易的。
It's so difficult to lead God's people.
神有没有生气？
Was God raised?
你这个摩西好大胆。
And did God say, Moses, how dare you?
你辞工不干了，你还要叫我杀你。
And you asked me to kill you.
神要是生气，摩西那一天就完了。
If God has been angry, then on that day,
神非常体贴摩西的难处。
But God was so
considerate. 所以说他们要吃肉。
Understanding his
problem. 那不是很简单吗？
Well, if they want to
我要给他们吃一个月的肉。
That's easy. I'll give them the whole meat.
吃到那个肉啊，都从鼻孔里面跑出来了。
So that the meat would come out from their nostrils.
太好吃了嘛！拼命的吃。
So they kept eating, digging in the meat.
有的吞下去了。
Some people swallow.
有的还从鼻孔里头跑出来了。
Some people even when they swallow the meat would come out from their nostrils.
另外一方面呢？
Now,
摩西说：“我管你这个百姓实在是太苦了。”
Moses said, it is really too much for me
to bear
the burden.
你从百姓中选出七十个长老。
So God said, okay, you select 70 elders.
让他们一同来聚集。
Gather them together.
我要让他们受圣灵、受神的灵的感动。
I will have them being moved by the Holy Spirit.
在哪里来说赞美神的话？
There they would say words to praise God.
所以神说摩西啊，我要把你身上的灵啊分几分给他们。
And God said, Moses, I will give up some of your spirit to them.
这个时间到了哦，好，这些长老们都来聚会了。
So when the time was up for all the elders to come together,
点一点多少人了？
When they
这个约书亚好厉害的。
Joshua was as being an assistant of the people. And he said, wow,
68 people.
So he was so serious.
70个人都一个一个去数。
All of the 70 people, he actually counted one by one.
还有两个人没有来。
And he said, two are missing.
可能他就去看一看这两个人跑哪里去了。
So maybe he went to the
原来他们在他们帐幕里头没有来。
And he found that they were at their
这些来聚会的人都受感说话了。
They were at their tent, and while other people were moved.
那两个人啊，在他们家里也在那里受感说话了。
At the same time, the other two also were prophesying.
这个年轻人啊，很厉害的。
So this young man,
他就求摩西说,
Joshua was very prophetic. He said,
他们这两个人犯规矩啊,
they broke the rule.
没有好好来聚会,
they did not come to the meeting.
都偷懒在家里,
they were being
lazy. 还在那里受感说话,
and then they were prophesying, saying things.
他说, 师父啊, 你要不我去责备他们。
Teacher, let me go and rebuke them.
摩西说,
Moses said,
你为我的缘故向他们发怒吗?
Are you angry?
好像他们不来是不尊重我?
As though they do not respect
摩西说啊,
me? Moses said,
没有关系,
that's okay.
他们受感说话,
if they're moved by the Spirit to speak,
因为他圣灵感动他们,
because the Holy Spirit has moved them.
要紧不是来聚会,
what matters is not
乃是有没有圣灵的感动,
but if you have the moving of prompting of the Holy Spirit.
结果耶稣啊，好心，好像维持师父的这个声望,
and Joshua being a good intention trying to maintain the kind of honor his teacher should have.
结果呢，摩西责备他,
but instead Moses
scolded.
You're wrong.
你不需要听我抱不平。
You don't have to complain and think that I'm not giving the right kind of treatment.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and
sisters. 关于摩西，等于约书亚的事，我简单提一下。
Few more things. I just want to
briefly mention.
Deuteronomy
1:38.
The prior context says God led Israelites to go to the land of Canaan. When they first came to Kadesh Barnea,
神就告诉他们说,
God told them,
我现在要带你们进到迦南地区。
I'm going to take you to the land of Canaan.
请注意神说, 两个不要。
Pay attention to the two imperatives saying don't.
不要惊慌。
Don't be dismayed.
不要害怕。
Don't be afraid.
进去。
Go in.
但是神的百姓来对摩西说,
but God's people came to
you. 不能这样茅草进去不行。
No, we cannot just go in so rash.
应该派一些探子,
we have to send out
spies. 去调查一下,
to spy out.
应该进走哪一条路,
which way should we take?
攻哪一个城先,
which city we should
attack? 一切都考虑清楚了。
Take all into consideration.
摩西听见神说不要怕。
Moses heard God said, do not be afraid.
百姓说我们很害怕。
And people said, oh, we're so afraid.
摩西怎么办呢?
What would Moses do?
摩西错了。
Moses was wrong.
摩西啊，以神的百姓的话为媒。
Moses thought people's word was
wrong. 我都没有想到说还要派探子。
Oh, little did I think.
所以摩西就接受百姓的意思。
So Moses accepted of
the 那神怎么办呢? 在民数记13章那里开头说。
So in Numbers 13,
说神说,
God said,
你要派探子,
you want to send the spies?
你要派探子,
send
这是神的意思。
This is what God meant.
所以很多读经的人都搞不清楚了。
So many people who study the Bible are confused.
我们没有时间详细说这件事情。
We don't have much time to elaborate on it.
在我那个第十二册, 第二篇讲到摩西有详细的交代。
But in my book, Volume 12, Chapter 2, has a very detailed explanation of it.
简单来说
，Simply put，
神的意思是要他们进去，不要怕。
God's intention for them is just to go in.
神负他们的责任，
God will take their responsibility.
但是神的百姓害怕，
but God's
没有信心，
afraid,
所以神就退让了。
Therefore, God.
好，你们要派单曲就派吧。
Okay, if you want to send.
结果糟糕了。
Go ahead.
他们推单递回来。
And after they spy out the.
十二个使者。
And, 12 spies.
除了加勒和约书亚。
Except Caleb Joshua.
其他十个。
The other 10 spies.
探子都报恶信。千万不能进去。那边的敌人是很高很大的。
Because our enemies are so strong.
城墙又坚固又难攻的。
The walls are fortified.
不是我们这样进去啊。
For us to go in like this.
简直都是送死。
It's like you're going to go for your own death.
所以他们怎样都不肯进去。
So no matter what, they would not want to go in.
神发怒了。
So、God
好，你们不要进迦南。
Enraged,
你们愿意死在旷野？
You want to die in the wilderness?
神说，我就成全你们吧。
God said, I will make your
dream come true. 结果六十万多的壮丁。
So 60 plus.
除了加勒和约书亚。
6 million plus.
都要倒闭在旷野。
Except, Joshua.
就是这一件事情。
Now, this matter,
神向摩西发怒
this very matter, God was
在第一章三十七节
Therefore, 17,
神对他说 said, 你不能进迦南
you can, say this to Moses, you cannot
然后神交代说
and God told Moses,
你的帮手约书亚
your assistant Joshua,
要带领我的百姓进迦南
He will lead my people into land of Canaan.
这是在什么时候发生的？
When did this happen?
出埃及的第二年。
Second year after they.
很多人在这里搞不清楚。
Many people are not.
摩西为什么不能进迦南啊？
Why could not Moses enter land of Canaan?
很多弟兄姐妹都记得。
Many brothers and sisters remember
this. 什么事啊？
What happened?
敲了两下磐石。
He knocked twice.
所以神向他发怒了。
Therefore,
不准他进迦南了。那是什么时候的事情啊？
When did that happen?
那是最后一年发生的事情。
That happened in the very last year.
所以在击打磐石之前38年，
So the 38 years before Moses struck the rock,
摩西就犯了规了。
Moses already had
神就不让他进家了。
Transgressed God's rule, so God
would
not allow him to
go to Canaan. 要很认真、很详细的。
Therefore, you have to study the Bible diligently
不能光读
民
数记。不能光读民数记
It's not just numbers,
而不读申命记第一章
or you read chapter 1 of Deuteronomy
主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious to us
那么末了我稍微再提一点约书亚
Lastly, I would just mention
他是怎么学习的
How did he learn to be a disciple
那么在出埃及记17章
Exodus 17
那里说到他跟亚玛摩西叫约书亚带兵去跟亚玛力人征战。
There Moses told Joshua to lead the people to fight with Amalekites.
那么摩西呢，跟亚伦、户珥他们三个人就在那个山上。
And Moses, Aaron, and Hur, they were on the top of the hill.
那摩西呢，在那里把杖举起来。
And Moses raised up his rod.
约书亚就打了胜仗。
Then Joshua won.
那你知道这个手举能举多久啊？
You know how long?
啊，有的时候手酸了就放垂下来了。
When his hand was heavy,
约书亚就打了败仗。
And Joshua was defeated.
那后来怎么办呢
？Then what happened?
亚伦和户珥啊
，Aaron and Hur
就搬了一块石头，叫摩西坐在那里。
Brought a rock, a stone for Moses
to sit on it. 举起那个杖来。
And then Moses raised it.
亚伦和户珥就一个人扶。都扶着他的手，两个人都扶着他的手。
Side, holding on to Moses' hand,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果呢，那一天呢，
day,
就把亚玛力人打败了。
They defeated Amalekites.
摩西举杖代表什么
？What does it mean for Moses to raise his rod？
很多解经的人代表祷告。
many students of the Bible say,
要属灵的征战要祷告才能得胜。
You have to have the prayer to win spiritual war.
我觉得这里啊，不只是祷告。
I believe it's not only.
那个杖是代表什么
？What does that rod represent?
代表得胜的杖。
It represents.
摩西曾经用那个杖。
At one time, Moses used the same rod.
指着红海。
To cross it upon the Red Sea.
红海就怎样啊
？And what happened to the cross?
分开了。
The rest of the
party. 摩西在那里举着这个杖。
When Moses raised
这个杖是耶和华的得胜杖。
This is the rod of the Lord's overcoming rod.
是，好像是象征主耶稣得胜的十字架。
Representing the cross of the our Lord Jesus that prevailed.
主耶稣借着十字架，在十字架上，把撒旦那个魔鬼那个老蛇的头啊，把它打破了。
Our Lord Jesus on the cross has broken the very head of the old serpent.
所以我觉得在属灵的征战里头
，So I believe in a spiritual warfare.
不只是要祷告
，It's not only that you have to pray.
而且要记得高举基督的得胜
，But you have to remember to raise. The overcoming of our Lord high.
有的时候我们可以祷告。
Sometimes we could pray.
撒旦还很平安睡觉呢。
But even so, Satan is.
只有基督的得胜仗。
Only the Christ overcoming rod.
在那里魔鬼的知道他的头已经破掉了。
Then when we raise that rod, Satan knows that he has been crushed.
这是主摩西要耶稣要学习的。
This is something that Moses wants.
你征战
Joshua to learn.
不是靠着血气肉体。
So, warfare is.
那是要靠着基督的复活的大能。
But on our Christ's resurrection power.
那有一天
，And one day,
摩西又逢召上山。
Moses was called to go to the mountain.
约书亚跟着他一起上去那次。
Joshua followed him.
在山腰那里半山。他们两个人在那等候六天。
Halfway there, they together waited 6 days.
后来摩西蒙神的呼召到山顶上去了。
And then Moses was called by God to the top of the hill.
约书亚一个人呢
？Moses, Joshua.
他在半山那里。
Alone is in halfway of the mountain.
很好玩吗
？Was it fun for him?
不好玩。
No.
很孤单一个人。
He was lonely by himself.
师父上山去了。
His teacher went up.
不知道在哪里，也看不见。
He didn't know where he went.
什么时候要下来也不知道。
When will he come down? He didn't know.
他在那里等多久了
？How much longer would he have to wait?
等了40昼夜。
Another 40 days and nights.
很孤单。
So lonely.
所以做门徒有的时候要经历孤单。
So being a disciple sometimes means you have to go through this experience of loneliness.
虽然。在出埃及的第二年
，Second year after the Exodus，
神就告诉摩西
，Moses， God told Moses，
将来约书亚要带领这些百姓进去了。
One day Joshua will lead these people to the land of Canaan。
但是这个话我不知道，我读不出来，约书亚知不知道
？I cannot figure it out that whether Joshua at this time knew it。
因为到了民数记二十七章啊
，Because in Numbers 27，
就是摩西再一次犯规，击打了磐石两下。
This is the second time that Moses violated God's rule.
神说你不能进迦南了。
The rock twice, so God said you cannot enter the land of Canaan.
那摩西就问神说
，So Moses asked，
那你不让我进去
，If you do not allow me to go，
这些百姓怎么办
？What about these people？
你要找一个人来带领啊。
Find a person to lead them.
神就告诉摩西
，And God told Moses，
就是你的帮手约书亚。
This person will be your assistant。
啊，你要把他叫来。
So, you should
在众百姓的面前
，In front of all the people，
还有在那个大祭司以利亚撒的面前
，And also in front of the high priest Eleazar，
要替他按手
，Lay your hand on him。
啊，还要约书亚听以利亚撒的话。
And Joshua had to listen to.
这个大祭司要替他求问神。
Because the high priest will.
让他告诉约书亚他该怎么行。
So the high priest will tell Joshua what to do.
所以我个人觉得
So I personally feel
出埃及的第二年
Second year after Exodus
好像摩西并没有告诉约书亚
It seems to me Moses did not tell Joshua
而且在民数记那个那十三章十四章那两章圣经里头
And also in the two chapters of Numbers 13 and 14
摩西也没有告诉神的百姓
Moses did not tell people that
神向他发怒不准他进迦南
And God was angry with him
摩西把这个话一直藏在心里头
That he could not enter Canaan Moses hid all this in his heart
为什么他不讲呢
Why did he not tell the public
我想神没有要他讲
I believe God did not
他就不能讲
So he did not say
因为他讲了
If he had spoken
他要继续带领百姓就更艰难了
Then it would have been much more difficult
对这个年轻的约书亚也是一个太大的试炼
And also to this young Joshua this would become such a great temptation
所以好像他在民数记都没有提起
So it seems that in Numbers none of these is
弟兄姊妹感谢
We love it. We thank the Lord.
乃是在生命记那里给我们看
But in Deuteronomy we see it.
到了最后
When we come to the
摩西要交差了
When Moses was about to
他才召集神的百姓
To settle his account, he gathered all of his people.
从他们出埃及的最开头的历史重要的历史讲起
He recounted the history from the very beginning when they were in left Egypt.
我们要记得
Let's remember
约书亚是摩西选来做帮手的
Joshua was the one that Moses chose to be his assistant.
以便他教导他
On the one hand, Moses taught Joshua.
他也保护他
He also kept Joshua.
盼望这一个器皿没有被破坏
Hopefully, this vessel would not be broken.
虽然在三十八年前神已经说过是约书亚要带领他的百姓。
Even though it's 38 years ago, God had already spoken that.
经过了又经过了三十八年。
After these 38 years,
神摩西还问神。
Moses again asked God.
为什么要问啊？你忘记了吗？
Why did Moses have to ask?
不是三十八年前神就说了吗？
Didn't God tell you 38 years ago?
就钦点了这个约书亚了吗？
God had chosen this Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，
Beloved,
摩西敬畏神。
Moses feared God.
他不知道神改变了没有。
He did not know.
所以他尊重神的意思。
So he respected God.
你要我放手。
Opinion. Do you want me to?
你说我的时日到了。
You say that my time is up.
但是神的百姓怎么办
？But what about your people?
所以你应该立一个人来带领神的百姓。
Appoint a person to lead your people.
神就再一次告诉他。
So God once again told Moses. 是
有什么呀
？It is Joshua.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Beloved.
摩西好像在那里做师傅。
Moses as a teacher there
非常不容易
it was so difficult
他有极深的学习
He had such deeply lessons
经历极深十字架的事
Moses had gone through the deep depth of the cross
带领神的百姓
He had led God's people
并不是一个容易的事
It's certainly not an easy task
特别在一些属灵的复兴里头
Especially in the midst of a spiritual revival.
但是复兴高潮过去。
And when
有的时候留下来的是极大的试炼和难处。
What's left is extremely difficult.
这是神指明在历史中
trials and
屡次发生的一些事情。
And this is something that repeats time again in history.
弟兄姐妹
，Beloved，
约书亚做门徒
，Joshua。Was a disciple.
也相当的不容易。
For him, this is not easy either.
所以求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
最后呢，神告诉摩西说
，Toward the end,
摩西告诉约书亚
，Moses told Joshua,
你要刚强壮胆
，Be strong and of
good
courage.
带领百姓进这个迦南地区。
Lead the people to possess the land.
你不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
刚强壮胆
，Be strong and of good courage.
弟兄姐妹，为什么 摩西要告诉他刚强壮胆。
Why did Moses have to tell Joshua be strong and of a good courage?
约书亚清楚了。
Joshua was very clear.
原来他的师傅摩西不能带领神的百姓进去。
He was very clear now that he's the teacher. Moses would not lead the people into the
land of Canaan. 要我这个后生小子来带他们进去。
And I, who is young and inexperienced,
我怎么带啊？
How could I do it?
是不是？
He was afraid.
他应该他是害怕。
Of course he should be afraid.
所以摩西就要叫他刚强壮胆。
Therefore, Moses told him be strong and of good courage.
后来呢？
And
耶和华也亲自告诉约书亚。
The Lord himself told Joshua.
你要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and of good courage.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
带领神的百姓进去。
Lead God's people into
the land. 怎么刚强壮胆呢？
How could Joshua be strong and of good courage?
不是凭自己来刚强壮胆。
Not by himself.
乃是依靠耶和华。
But rely on the Lord.
就应该刚强壮胆。
Rely on the Lord and be strong and be
courageous. 带领百姓进去。
Lead the people into the land.
请问
，May I ask？
约书亚做摩西的帮手做了多少年了
？Moses being Joshua being Moses' assistant for how many years？
在我们看得见的圣经里面的记载。
According to all the verses recorded in the Bible,
我想他做
that we can read,
做门徒做了几年了？做了40年。
He being a disciple lasted 40 years.
主如果愿意
，Lord willing,
我们在底下还要提起约书亚的事。
We will mention again the things about.
摩西走了。
Now Moses.
他带领神百姓进迦南了。
He led Joshua.
他是谁呀、
啊、？Joshua led the people into the land.
他变成耶和华军队的元帅了。
Joshua, who was he? He now became the commander of the army.
这样吗
？Is it so?
请听下回分解。
Learn more of this until next time.
也许我给你们一个提示。
Maybe I'll give you a tip.
不是我给的，是圣经给的。
It's not an I who gives
you the Bible. 约书亚记第一章第一节。
Joshua 1:1.
那里他告诉我们什么了
？There we read.
论的儿子摩西的帮手。
Nun,
Joshua,
son of Nun, Moses' assistant.
他没有忘记他是摩西的帮手。
Joshua never forget that he was Moses' assistant.
要是当时有名片呢，
if,
我们应该替约书亚做一个名片。
If at that time there was a business card, we would make a business card.
耶和华军队的元帅，论的儿子约书亚。
Joshua, the commander of the army of the Lord, the son of Nun.
这样的称呼才合适啊。
This title is more appropriate.
这感谢神。
But thank God.
他没有忘记。
Joshua never forgot.
他只是摩西的帮手。
He's only Moses' assistant.
换一句话说。
To put it in another way.
约书亚一生。
Throughout Joshua's life.
都不停的，没有忘记他是摩西的帮手。
He never ceased remembering that he was only an assistant to
Moses. 他一直站在门徒的地位上。
He always stood in a position as a disciple.
学习跟随主。
Learning to follow the Lord.
跟随摩西，跟随主。
Learning to follow Moses and the Lord.
直到他的使命完成。
Until his mission was accomplished.
我想，我们求主恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
正如我刚才开头所说的。
Just I said before at the beginning.
直到今天，
Until today,
我站在这里。
As I stand here.
刚才弟兄在这里带领三百，这个十七首这首歌的时候。
As our brother leading the hymn 317.
我一边在那里唱。
While I was singing the hymn on the one side,
一边，我里边有一些感觉。
On another side, that I have some feeling within me.
我是带着一点点的眼泪在这里唱。
I was singing with tears.
我们能够蒙神的恩典。
For us to receive grace from God.
被主呼召我们来做他的门徒。
to call us to be His disciples.
他愿意服侍我们。
He was so willing to serve.
为我们洗脚。
To wash our feet.
他担待我们的软弱。
He bears all our.
他凡事为我们留下榜样。
He has left good examples.
这是我们何等蒙福的福照。
Oh, what a blessed calling this is.
能够来跟随主。
That we could follow the Lord.
但是在这条路上。
But in this journey.
我们仍好像作诗的人在那里唱。
We are just like the song.
无论福无论祸。
Just like the hymn writer said.
我都跟随主。
Whether it's blessing or woe, I will follow him. Dear brother and sister,
这是神的爱。
This is God's love.
我学习做门徒。
I learned to.
这么七十多年的时间里头。
In these 70 some years.
直到今天。
Until today.
我还在主面前需要向主祷告。
Still before the Lord, I need to. Say this prayer.
愿主保守我。
May the Lord keep me.
能做你谦卑学习做主的门徒。
To be humble, to learn to be the Lord's disciple.
求主没有放弃我。
Lord, never give up on me.
若是主放弃我。
If he should give up on
me. 这是我最可悲的这一个历史。
Then this would have become my most pitiable history.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
让我们都向主有一个祷告。
So that we all have
保守我们的心。
Guard our hearts.
学习做主的门徒。
Learn to be the disciples.
愿意跟随主。
Willing to follow him.
跟主学。
Learn from him.
跟主所兴起的先辈来学习。
Learn from the elders whom the Lord has raised up.
甚至是我们彼此。学习
and even we learn from one another. May the Lord be gracious.
我们简单有一点祷告。
Shall we have a very simple prayer?
慈爱的天父。
Lovely Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
你为我们走了降卑顺服的道路。
For us, you have journeyed in this.
你在主面，你在神面前，你所走的路。
All the path you have journeyed.
是何等出了何等的代价。
Oh, for this, how much price you
have paid. 唯有你能走这一条路。
And only you who can walk.
但感谢你。
But we give
thanks. 你为我们留下了加米的榜样。
You have left us this.
而你也呼召我们来做你的门徒。
And you have called us to be your disciples.
如今你已经得着尊贵和荣耀。
Now you have received the honor and glory.
但你仍然。呼召我们来做你的门徒
But you still call us to be your disciples,
来跟你来学习
to learn from you.
亲爱的主
Beloved Lord,
帮助我们
help us,
给我们看见你对我们这一个呼召
Let us see this very calling
是何等爱的呼召
How loving this call is
是何等荣耀的呼召
How glorious
我们竟然能够做你的门徒
that we should become your disciples,
跟你来学习
to learn from you.
给我们听见你的呼召
grant us to be able to hear your calling,
答应你的呼召
to answer your call,
起来跟随你
rise up and follow you.
我们这样祷告
we pray,
靠主耶稣的名
in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄有什么报告
any announcement, our brother?